Christmas to all. I'm Clay Travis. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
The inventor of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and his team fit us for our very own MyPillows. These pillows won't go flat. You can wash and dry them constantly. And most importantly, they're made in the USA.
If you don't own a MyPillow or know someone who doesn't, now is the time to buy. Mike's offering his standard MyPillow for $19.98. Originally, they're almost $70. That's a $50 savings with the promo code Clay and Buck. The King Pillow, only $10 more. Along with the lowest price offer, Mike's also extending a money-back guarantee trial until March 1st of next year.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but rotating discounts on 150-plus MyPillow products, from the Giza Dream bed sheets to the mattress topper, slippers, and more. Enter promo code CLAYANDBUCK or call 800-792-3269. Again, that phone number is 800-792-3269.
Everybody wants to invest in cryptocurrencies, but it's not that easy to get started. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created My Digital Money. It's an easy-to-use, self-trading crypto IRA platform with concierge-level customer service. And it's one of the few U.S.-based cryptocurrency companies that will answer your phone call and help you get started. And because your comfort and security is their top priority, they offer an unparalleled military-grade security for your coins, trigger order to help you secure opportunities for gains or limit losses without having to watch your account 24/7, a play money account so you can test the market without risking your money. With the recent pullback of most of the major cryptocurrencies, this might be the best time to get into this exciting technology-based investment. And when it comes to your money, you deserve a team of dedicated professionals that have your back, speak to you honestly, and treat you like a human being, not just a number. Check them out at MyDigitalMoney.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Relief is on the way for Americans with student loans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration will not require federal student loan payments until May 1st.
Millions of people across the country are still struggling with the ongoing threat of the pandemic. Many of them are student loan borrowers. This is something the president's thought a lot about over the last several days, in coordination and course conjunction and discussions with the vice president, and it led to the decision to extend till May.
Interest rates will remain at 0% during that period, and debt collection efforts will be suspended. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports the economy grew a bit faster in the third quarter than first thought.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy grew at a 2.3% rate in the third quarter. The third and final look at the gross domestic product was up slightly from last month's estimate of 2.1% growth. The first two quarters of the year saw GDP soar 6.3% and then 6.7% until the emergence of the Delta variant of COVID-19 in the summer.
U.S. health regulators have authorized the first pill against COVID-19. The Pfizer drug can be taken at home. It's approved first for high-risk patients who are most likely to get severe illness. The pandemic's impact on the sporting world continues. 23rd-ranked Texas A&M won't play in the Gator Bowl against Wake Forest next week because of COVID-19 issues and season-ending injuries. Meanwhile, the National Hockey League is not sending players to the Beijing Olympics over concerns that the pandemic will disrupt the league's ability to complete a full season. After coming into close contact with a staff member who later tested positive for COVID-19, President Biden's latest test for the coronavirus was negative. Wall Street, the Dow ahead by 187. More on these stories at townhall.com.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. In his first 100 days, he's pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses. And his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. He also wants to make it harder for small business owners to keep their doors open by pushing a $15 minimum wage. And his Green New Deal will drive up energy prices on small business owners. One group is working hard to fight these attacks, the great folks at Job Creators Network. And they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They'll train you up, help you with op-eds in your local papers, and TV appearances on your local news stations. In short, their crackerjack team will prepare you to be a leader and a fighter for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you own a business and want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now to learn more. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business leaders and advocates. Go to joinjcn.com now. They need you. America needs you.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hard-working Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Both Clark County and Nevada have experienced a high number of new COVID-19 cases, suggesting the virus's surge is picking up speed. The county's 14-day test positivity rate is now at 8.1%. That's up from its recent low of 5.8% in early November. Nevada's two-week rolling rate is holding steady at 7.6%, and as of yesterday, 59.93% of eligible Nevadans have been fully vaccinated. The decision to forego a thank-you gift means thousands of extra meals for Three Square Food Bank. The partnership with MGM Resorts and Nevada Public Radio created more than 28,000 extra meals for Southern Nevadans. During the radio station's fall membership drive, members had the choice of donating meals to the Three Square instead of getting a thank you gift for their donation. MGM Resorts cover the value of the contributions. And a free concert on the Las Vegas Strip will welcome back CES. The rock band Weezer will play outside T-Mobile Arena during the Drone Racing League's Vegas Championship race. That's January 5th, which is part of the Consumer Electronics Show.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
As we check out our traffic cams right now, you're moving along on the 95 on Interstate 15 and the 215, but do expect some delays through that construction zone downtown on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. as long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, December 22nd, the Wednesday before Christmas. I am so excited. I've been giving out gifts and doing different things over the course of the last couple of days, so I'm starting to really feel the Christmas spirit. I have bad news for you today. Well, No. Let me put it this way. I have bad news, and I have good news. The bad news is, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but there's no NFL football on today. The good news is, we've got John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, America's first conservative contractor and civil engineer, and he is an all-around good guy, and we are always happy to have him on. John Kovacs joins us. John, how you been, sir?
Kevin, I've been very well. Thank you very much for having me on, and I want to start off by wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year for the upcoming holidays.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Yeah, we are there. We are at Christmas time, and it's great. It's great even in the retailers, John, to even have them stop saying Happy Holidays, but they're starting to say Merry Christmas again. I think that's great.
I do too, and that's something that I try to push as much as I can.
I want to ask you, because we talked last time we talked, there was the story out there about $450,000 payments to illegals separated from their children, but I understand there is an update to that story, and what is it?
Here's the update. I was on your show maybe about a month and a half ago, and I went on and on and on about all the ancillary details regarding the Biden administration's, through their DOJ, their attempt to pay through settlement up to $450,000 in reparations, what they called reparations, to each and every illegal immigrant. So that was part of an overall class of a lawsuit that was being handled by the ACLU. Total slap in the face to hardworking Americans and decent U.S. citizens. And as I went, I took everybody through all the legal machinations of that. And in addition to being on your show and talking about that on our own campaign went on and on and on. And we discussed it, and it went kind of viral. Not from us, but the entire country kind of picked up on it. Everyone got totally disgusted by it, outraged by it, and it kind of went and it made its way back to the White House, and now they're walking it back. So now they're going to do what I said a month ago that they should have done. Now they're going to litigate each and every case. At least that's the position that they're saying, that, or the stance that they're taking now, which is the stance that they should have taken and maintained from the beginning, that they're going to litigate each and every case. And quite frankly, that's what they should do. That's their job. Their job is to litigate, not to settle. And especially through sovereign immunity that I, you know, and other things that I mentioned, this is kind of a no-brainer for the government. It would have been a slap in the face to all hard-working Americans, and we have to stay on top of it because, you know, hopefully maybe they'll think, oh, in 2-3 months or 5 months we'll go back to it. We got to be vigilant, and we got to be on top of it. And this is why we need representatives like myself who are going to go in there and not let up, highlight it, talk about it. And not just talk about it superficially, but really get into the weeds on it so I can educate the people, our constituents about it, so everybody knows about it, and then we can all take a united stance, a united front, and really do something about it and make things happen. And you know what? Look what happened. And how long did it take? A month.
Exactly.
A month of people outraged, and all of a sudden they did this total sea change. So the update is, for now, they decided to they made public the fact that they're gonna move forward and try to litigate each and every case, which is what they should do.
And by the way, one of the things that I really respect you for is that you did a lot of homework, and that's the one thing I remember, even though it's a month and a half ago, you did a lot of homework, shall we say, on this topic, and you came up with not talking points, but you came up with the answer, which is this is wrong. Which God forbid. I'm just glad that all these cases will be litigated. The question is, how hard will the DOG fight back? That's
well. Now they know. Now that they know they have people watching over them, watching everything they do. I think with a pecuniary interest as to how these things come out, I think they're definitely going to be, they have to do their job, you know, or they're going to be called to, or they're going to be called on it. And you have the midterms coming up, and I don't think they want to be more of a bloodbath than it's already being predicted. So I think they're going to have to do what we're going to hold their feet to the fire and make sure they do what they say they're going to do, or what they're supposed to do, quite frankly.
Again, John Kovacs joining us, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. And let me just ask you, a lot of talk in the media, out there in the public square, relative to vaccines, mask mandates, passports. I was listening to Clay and Buck today, and they were talking about how... You know, there are just less and less places we can all go without the vaccine, without the mandate. Is it getting to where eventually we won't be able to go anywhere? We won't even be able to leave our house?
They are. We have to be really, really careful about this, because it's more against the citizens of this country. And there's a huge hypocrisy by this government in that, you know, just as you had mentioned, vaccine, you can't go see a show, you can't, you got to wear a mask to get into a supermarket, and everybody knows the masks aren't all that effective, because the minute they get out of the supermarket, the masks come off. You go to dinner, you got to wear a mask into the restaurant, but the masks come off. And even the servers now are wearing a mask, nobody really wears them right. And it's total hypocrisy, because on that one front they talk about the vaccines and all this, and now, quite frankly, you would need three. You have the two, you know, Pfizer shot one, shot two, and now they're talking now with the booster, a total of three shots. The hypocrisy is, while they're taking a real tough line and tough stance on what we can do in quote unquote our free society, 200,000 illegal immigrants every month are crossing over. They suspended. And this is the next point of contention. We're going to probably have to go out the government really harder on this. They suspended the Title 42 Health Law, Section 265 of Title 42, the suspension of entries and imports from designated places to prevent the spread of communicable diseases. They suspended that. So these 200,000 people coming in, they don't need any vaccines. They could come in, and then they're going to take these people and throw them into your communities, spread them all over the place. That's okay. It's total hypocrisy. That is a total hypocrisy. They suspended it for families with kids. They suspended it for unaccompanied minors. This government, this administration, rather, is hell-bent on getting these people, is bringing people in. And in that case, the virus doesn't matter. So if the virus was that important, they're using the virus to cajole and to, quite frankly, put the citizens in a box, but not on the other hand, not really help the citizens. They're really doing it to control the population. And anybody, it may have started out when the virus started 2 years ago. We're now into this 2 years. When that happened 2 years ago, nobody knew. Everybody was cautious. Now, 2 years later, it's now almost like kind of a fabricated type thing where the government is making employers now. They're still pushing on the OSHA rule with employers that are supposed to take effect in January 4th, and there's been litigation back and forth on that. It's just suspended, has been lifted. It's a thing that's being used to control the population. What about the vaccine? Now when we're going to be voting in June and then again in November, what are you going to say? Need a vaccine card to vote in person now? I mean, give me a break. Where's this going? And it seems to me that there is a big push to to, on their part, to kind of push this and push this to keep it going as long as they could, because with that, it kind of it's killing the economy, it's killing the people's spirit, it's killing our sense of individualism, and that's what, and kind of, it's kind of helping them promote and propagate, you know, the whole socialist communist thing. Hey, we're going to pay you to do this, pay you to do that. The Build Back Better plan, quite frankly, we were fortunate that for now that got squashed on account of one guy, just one guy. That got squashed, but that was meant to kind of pay people to stay home, basically, and, you know, and pay and really propagate a socialistic type of mentality onto the entire population, that everybody by on both sides says was transformative. Of course it's transformative. You're going to take a country of individuals and people who know how to do things from themselves, and you're going to make them totally dependent on government, and you're going to rob them of that spirit and kill that spirit inside, and while you're doing so, you're going to kill the country, and, you know, really cede our standing in the world to China and Russia and everybody else, and we can't have that, and they're using this as a vehicle to do that. So you have to see it for what it is. It's certainly it's definite hypocrisy. Nobody wants to get sick, and I say it's the same people. Nobody wants to die on the last day of the war. You guys take care of yourself, and do what you have to, and do what you think is right. Talk to your doctor and do all these things. But to have the government through their iron fisted approach say everybody has to wear a mask. Look at our poor kids. They're in the last 2 years. They really haven't been educated, and they're wearing. Men and poor kids are wearing masks to class, and they don't know what to do. And it's really stunting their growth too. And that's going to have an effect 15 years later, 20 years later, when these kids are supposed to be the new group that's taking over for us once we pass baton on. Look where we're passing baton on to. Children that have been tainted from developing over a course of what we're doing to them today with respect to the masks and the vaccines and everything else. So, and if you heard, I was listening to a little bit of Wayne Allyn Root's show, and he mentioned something too. It's causing a lot of cardiac problems with people who don't have any cardiac issues. So it's across the board, and they don't really know, because people are still getting now the new variant Omicron. People are getting that, and they've gotten three vaccines already.
Well, John, we just got a report in today that in Germany they're talking about a fourth shot. A fourth vaccine, a fourth booster. And so the dumb thing is we're not done with boosters and, two-shot stuff, three-shot. Now in Germany they're talking four shots.
It's honestly, where does it end? And I think the people are kind of fed up with it, and they kind of know, because I've heard a lot of comparisons. I'm not there yet. I'm not going to make it between this and the flu shot. Hey, it's just like the flu. It's becoming just like the flu, and that's the case. But they don't mandate the flu shot. And at some point, people, we're going to look back on this and we're going to say, I can't believe our government made us go through this.
Yeah. You were talking about things that are killing our economy, the vaccine mandates and things like that. But there's something else that's killing our economy, and it's inflation. Where are we, in your view, on inflation? I call it Biden inflation, and everything that goes with it.
Well, on inflation, I mentioned this. I can continue to mention this. A lot of it is due, in fact, because the Biden administration artificially raised fuel prices by, through regulation, cutting their ability to be energy independent. And when they cut our ability to be energy independent and cut our production capabilities, literally at the knees, cut them at the knees. The OPEC nations, including Russia, were not going to step up to fill that void because they're in terms of added production themselves. So now fuel prices across the board for everybody are rising precipitously, and as a result, that's affecting everything that we do. Just on fuel to put in the trucks to move the goods to the stores, fuel to put in the equipment. that's going to harvest your grain, your wheat. So you're getting hit multiple times on account of fuel. And then with the other thing with inflation, pumping a lot of money into the economy. When you have so few goods, you have more money in the economy than you do have goods. The supply and demand side, you got more demand than you have supply, and that also is causing those things to go up as well. And you're taking people out of, you're paying people more money to stay at home than to go at work, and all of it collectively has been compounded into what we see today. And everybody you listen to all the talking heads in terms of when you listen to the financial reports and things like that, they're saying, yep, not going to go away. And of course it's not going to go away, because this administration seems to be hell-bent on continuing these policies that put us here to begin with. I mean, we spent better part of 2020, during the Trump administration, we had shutdowns and things like that, but inflation wasn't going off the charts, and fuel prices weren't surging. All of a sudden, we got a change of administration. He overturns the apple cart with respect to these policies, and now not even a year later, 9 months later, 10 months later, look where we are.
Yeah.
And they're telling you no end in sight. So it's definitely it's just like you said, it's the Biden inflation. There's no question about it. We need strong people in Congress, representatives, to kind of really put a quash on that and really make that administration do what it's supposed to do, and that is work for the American public and not against it.
Hey, John, in our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about the supply chain issues. The president was talking about it in the last 24 hours, but you've lived this, because you can share personal construction business stories because you've lived this. I mean, you are a small business guy.
Yes, we've been affected too on a multitude of levels. You can't get deliveries. You can't get supplies, and really, a lot of that boils down to labor. And there's not a shortage of labor. There's a lot of people that are unemployed and collecting unemployment checks or some other types of remuneration from the government, but the government is competing with business to keep these people home. The government's paying more money for the people to stay home than the people to come back, than the businesses can pay for the people to come back to work. And so you have a lot of people that are not in the workforce that really need to be. And with their some of the other proposals that they're looking to put forth, in terms of, we're going to give you universal health care, these are things that were usually traditionally gained from the business, and that was an incentive to go to work, get a job, because you have health care and you have a salary. But the government's taken that away, or trying to, and now you have things like this. And you're right, I have to wait. When the first thing I call, hey, I need materials, first thing I have to ask, what's the lead time? Truck breaks down, we need a part, what's the lead time? How long? And then, of course, I hear the same song and dance, and I'm telling you, oh, we don't have drivers for this reason, that reason. We had 25 drivers, now we only have two. It's very hard across the board, and that is and that's exacerbating the supply chain issue. The supply chain, and again, the supply chain issue is somewhat of a it's kind of manufactured by as an outcropping of these bad policies. That's really what happened, because even some of the things that we say between ourselves, I'm like, oh my God, here we are 2 years in, we're supposed to be coming out of the virus, and things are worse now than they were 2 years ago going into the virus, and nobody knew anything. And how do you explain that?
Yeah, yeah. John, we are just flat out of time, but I do want to give you time. If folks want to help your campaign, if they want to help you personally, how do they reach out to you? How do they find you?
Great. If you're looking to, please, my website, KovacsForCongress.com, KovacsForCongress.com. You could go on our website, and please, you can donate. You can become a volunteer, because we have a tough road ahead. We have primaries coming up in June, and of course we have the general election in November. And I tell you, on the other side of the fence, those people are raising money for their candidates because for whatever reason, I can't explain their mentality, but those people want those candidates to win. So if we need to get behind our candidates, me in particular for Congress for CD3, really support us so that we can go to work and fight for you. Again, CovaxForCongress.com is our website. Go on our website. You can please donate there whatever you can. I know it's the holidays, but even after the holidays are over, you can certainly go on our website and donate.
Hey, John, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again after the first of the year.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everyone.